It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's a WIP afternoon show with no one, Spike and Fritz.
The guy,
Ike, has one birthday.
Things can take off the segment?
Yeah. It's just hang out in the hallways? The hell is going on with that guy? I mean, do Eagles Inside of the Year without him bitching about...
Well, that's why I'm going to do it quick. Go.
Yeah. Number five, Ike. There we go. Let's do the Twitter question before we get to Eagles Inside of the Year. Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. There we go. Looking to get engaged? Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with rings for every budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question of the day is, can Nick Sirianni win you back over? No, I'm out. Starts off at 53%, and as the show has gone on, has gone up to 57%.
So that was going the wrong way.
Going the wrong way. 43% say he can. So before we get back to the Sirianni discussion, every Wednesday at 4:30, we update you on the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. Oh, man.
Here we go. This is really...
Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
There we go. Got a little water. Doing much better.
We only had a 6-minute break.
Yeah. Well, I had to be... I don't know.
Oh, well, you talked to Rod. I know.
Yeah, I have no excuse. Okay. Eagles Insider of the Year.
You're grinding.
All right. I'm grinding.
Through it, yeah.
Eagles Insider of the Year is an award we will give out at the end of the Eagles football season to the Eagles insider who gets us the best, most consistent, accurate inside information. As usual, you get credit for correct reports, you are dinged for incorrect reports, you are dinged for inactivity, and you are also dinged if you attack members of the WIP air staff.
Dope.
Or our listeners.
He's a loser.
There we go. Mm-hmm. So last year's power rankings.
Last week.
Yep. Last year. I'm sorry.
When the Phillies were still in the offseason.
Yes. Look, I'm learning.
No, we just messed up.
Yeah, I'm not excellent yet. We're 2 weeks ago because we didn't have them last week. But the last Eagles Inside of the Year power rankings had Howard Eskin at number five. Joe Santaliquido, who is sort of the grim reaper of the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, because when Joe comes out with a story, you know things aren't going well.
Sources are saying he's lurking.
Yes. Reports that he's lurking. Number three last week was Elliot Shore Parks. Number two was Ike Reese. Mm. And number one was the newspaper reporter.
Mm.
We have some changes.
Okay.
This week. We have... some changes within the rankings. Somebody has fallen out of the rankings. We have a new person in the rankings.
Okay.
Number five, Chase Daniel.
Huh?
Well,
yep.
How did Chase Daniel get on?
Because in 2016,
yes,
he knew how
this
front office operated.
Right.
Yes.
Got you.
Okay. That the players, the organization head coach, reacted to outside noise more than he had ever seen. And he is a journeyman, so he's been on six, I believe, NFL teams.
Six teams?
I think six, right? I think it's six teams.
Yeah, six.
So that is number five. Speaking of number five, number four, Donovan McNabb.
That's right.
What?
Donovan here.
He personally talked to Jalen Hurts, and Jalen Hurts supports Nick Sirianni.
He said, "That's a pretty big report."
It is a pretty big report. He was on with us on Monday.
Did we run that?
It was tweeted.
Did we tweet that out?
It was shocking that someone from the station was listening after 2:30.
Yes. Not something we normally see. So Donovan McNabb. So two Eagles, former Eagles quarterbacks are the first two spots of Eagles Insider of the Year.
Who was the better Eagles quarterback?
I did not see. Shut up.
Donovan McNabb or Chase Daniels?
I was wondering what people would fall in that Twitter poll.
Yeah.
I didn't see McNabb being in the top five.
Look,
the committee has a wandering eye. Yeah, committee sees.
Oh, yeah. This means I could be out of here.
On your birthday?
I just thought about that. We got two new ones in here.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out who's out. Number three in the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, Ike Reese.
Oh, now I'm awake!
He moved down from 2 to 3, but
understandable.
Yep, but there hasn't been a lot of activity from Ike.
He's still riding off of Kai Bechta.
Yes, July.
That's pretty big, though.
Yeah,
this is huge.
Yeah. Number two, moving up one slot, the person who asked the first question at almost every important Eagles press conference. Elliot Shore Parks.
Elio! Elios?
And not only is Elliot asking the first question, he is oftentimes asking the question everybody wants to know the answer to. So we give Elliot credit. Has he come up with insider stories? No, but being there and asking the difficult questions is part of Eagles Insider of the Year.
I give him credit for that.
Yes, know. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we
down there in the trenches.
Yes.
And he's asking the tough questions that he knows is being discussed here on the radio station.
And look, are we hard on Elliot when it's necessary? Absolutely.
Of course we are.
It's only because we want the best out of Elliot. And I think we're starting to get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the beat writer you need.
Number one, even though he doesn't write anything, number one in the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings for like the eighth straight week, except for the one time when we sarcastically gave it to Elliot, is the newspaper reporter, who once again came up with an inside report that two key figures within the Eagles organization were embarrassed about Nick Sirianni's behavior on Sunday. The newspaper reporter stays at number one out of the power rankings, Joe Santoliquido, and the worm has failed in that Howard Eskin is out of the power rankings. He has spent the first 2.5 days of the week calling WIP listeners and hosts dumb for criticizing Nick Sirianni and for not just being happy with the win. I'm sorry, the worm is working overtime. Nick Sirianni's winning percentage is so high. It's the players. Just in his head.
Yeah.
And you can't, the WIP hosts are idiots.
Yeah.
You know? So he falls out of the top five.
Yeah.
Got one question.
Five's ahead of him, by the way.
Yes. Five's at four.
Oh, that's right. Five's ahead of him.
Yep.
Yeah, he won't like that.
Nope.
With what do we call the number one guy?
The newspaper reporter.
The newspaper reporter.
Yeah.
I mean, did I not say that people weren't happy? Did I not say that? Did I not say, now, he didn't name anybody? Did I not say Jeffrey Lurie, he can't be happy with
that? Well, it's a can't be happy with it.
That's speculation. That's me saying it.
Oh, God.
No.
No?
That's like me saying yesterday, I'm sure Middleton doesn't agree with how Dombrowski and Topper talked.
And if it came out?
But that's not insider. I would assume.
But when you or I, like when you say something like that, I think you got to get automatic insider credit because
this guy.
Man, we're gonna have to take this all under consideration.
Yeah, we'll take it under consideration. It feels like I think you're being selfish. I think you're being selfish. I
got the question what these guys are doing, man.
You got to say.
I got five in here because he said he talked to Jalen personally.
Well,
that's a pretty big scoop.
Yep.
More than these other laps.
Yeah. You saying the owner probably doesn't like this is different than the newspaper reporter going out there.
I can't say the owner told me he doesn't like it because he didn't tell me that.
Well, right. So there you go. But it might have told the newspaper reporter. Somebody certainly told the newspaper reporter.
By the way, he didn't say it was the owner.
He did not.
He did not say it.
He said two figures within the organization. And I bet one was probably not Lurie. That would be my – now, I don't know, and I don't know who he's talking about. But
so if it does come out later that it was Jeffrey Lurie who wasn't happy.
No.
I don't get points added for that.
No.
I tell you, boy, you two are tough, man.
Oh, now I'm going to hang on your every word even more. Because I don't know what's a report.
Well,
I don't know what's
be hanging on every word that I say.
I usually do. But I don't know what's a report. I don't know if this is what I think.
Yeah.
It's a blurred line.
I'm not a reporter.
I know you're not a reporter, but sometimes you can tell sometimes.
But it's informed speculation.
Listen, Saquon, great call by you and no one else.
Yeah.
All right. You two aren't budging. Okay.
Well, look, it's the whole committee.
I also assume Lori wasn't happy with what Sirianni did on Sunday.
Maybe the afternoon show should be number one. What if we give ourselves the award at the end?
Nah, well, listen, we're not me guys.
Well, let me just say this.
Yeah.
Now.
Here we go.
I can't put anything on any name
specifically. Oh, there just we go. Saying. We finally got you moving.
Just saying.
Okay.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Could be a busy trade deadline.
Yes.
Unwound your butt cheeks.
I don't know.
That doesn't do anything.
Well. And then when they do nothing, he's going to say, I said could be. I should get credit for that.
Well, no, that's just in case y'all try to dock me points in case there's nothing. Mm-mm,
yeah.
Well, I'm glad you put that out there.
Yeah, we'll take it under advice.
When's the trade deadline?
I have no idea.
November 6th, I think.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is that Election Day?
Election Day, I believe.
It's that week. I know for sure it's that week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a Tuesday.
Worked up in there.
Right?
We got Election Day and the trade deadline on the same day.
How are we going to do all of that in the same show?
We're going to ask people. Never mind.
215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. Who are you voting for? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Gary, you're on WIP.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate that, G.
Spike, when are we getting the BB King music for you, King?
The BB King.
That's an official nickname. You're the King now.
Oh, well, Howard's song is a BB King Eric Clapton song.
Oh, right. Well, I'm not the King.
Yeah.
It's the King's official nickname rules. You were given the nickname by somebody else.
Yes, but I am not the King.
I don't know. That call yesterday was priceless.
Oh, the guy yelling at me, you mean?
I don't even know what. It was like a Nick Sirianni press conference. I don't know what he was talking about.
Why
are we arguing here?
And by the way, it was a lot of pent-up rage in that he had been waiting. Yeah, he had been waiting to give me a piece of his mind, and he did. So.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. I got the kids up here with me.
Wait a minute. What? Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
All right.
He had me for a second. You had me, Gary. I was like, what?
Yeah. I agree with Chris Ball, man. It can't be about you. Finally, it was kind of like a game when we're coming back and we're doing good things, and then he makes it about everything but the good stuff that we needed to talk about.
Where are you on him? I guess, where is your temperature on him? Are you in a place where, hey, if this settles down and the Eagles are playing some good football, you're a Nick guy, or do you not think he's ever going to be somebody who you're confident in as a head coach?
I just think he's so all over the place. I can't be confident in him as a head coach. I was in the what does he do camp. I just don't get it. And I do agree with Jack, though. Like, when something goes bad, it's his fault. And when something good, it's everybody else. The whole thing is just so convoluted. I just can't take it anymore. I just want them to win games.
Yeah, I hope for his sake it is recoverable. It feels like we are on the precipice of they better start playing better, or I feel like the season could unravel a little bit. And mostly because he seems like he is close to unraveling. I wish that wouldn't happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
And not that he should ever bark back at the fans, but like if they won by 40 or dropped a 50 burger on them, then yeah, go, you know, show off a little bit, whatever. But like when you barely won, I don't know if that was the time and place.
It was so reminiscent.
Yeah, man, you really showed us
the Colts game.
Yeah. He beat the Colts by one point. That was Jeff Saturday's first game, I believe.
Jeff Saturday brought that up too the other day on
Get
Up. He's like, yeah, this is the same coach was yelling at Colts fans after they beat us by 1 point.
Yeah, and that was the first time Jeff Saturday had ever coached a football team or something, right? Because he had never even coached before.
The Colts fans got Frank Reich fired.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, what are we doing?
Yeah. Hey, Gary, next question today for a pair of tickets to the Flyers home opener against Vancouver is in honor of Bryce's birthday, is who's a guy? Who's like your go-to man's man?
The man's man, when I was growing up, he chose us, and he was classy, cool, on and off the court, Dr. J.
That is a great one.
Yeah, smooth as hell.
Big answer.
Yeah. That's big answer right there, Gary.
The coach and the... He was a boss, man.
He was.
And he's still the man.
Yes.
Well, I could see Dr. J something like at a golf tournament or what have you. I know he plays in Jaws' golf tournament every year, and I've seen him. I'm still like, Dr. J, man. It's Dr. J right there.
Well, how about this? When the Sixers went to go recruit Paul George on free agency night,
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The Hammer was like, hey, Dr. J showed up. You know, and it was big for Paul George.
Yeah.
It was big for Paul George's dad. He definitely has that air about him. Dr. J does.
Yeah. Well, no, when he said the Hammer showed up, I thought the camera was there waiting
recruiting
Paul George. Yeah.
What did you mean by that when you said the Hammer showed up?
No,
the Hammer is real, for
real. When somebody says they drop the Hammer, it's like the final
win.
That was the get Paul George. No, it was not. Not talking about anything.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I didn't know.
I've never been.
You said the final hammer. What does that mean?
That's right. I just explained.
It's all right. It's all right. Never heard anyone use it in that context.
Well, you're not a wordsman.
That's obvious.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Bengals.
Steve in Westchester, you're on WIP.
Hey guys, how we doing? Ike, happy birthday.
Appreciate that, Steve.
I just wanted to throw out a quick congratulations. Just got engaged over the weekend. Like, I'll never forget that tip drill intercept.
I'm going to put Steve on hold because his phone is driving me crazy.
And he's about to give me another compliment.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to do this here, even though it might be long. The return of Black Gritty to the WIP afternoon show.
BG!
Welcome back.
Even though he's annoyed me, I just wanted to tell Bryce, thank you for choosing me and happy birthday. And I happy birthday to you, senior citizen. Old tablet with the etiquette probably still working. I know your hips are acting funny, but your shoe game's still tight.
I appreciate
it. One of the best voices in the city. Go ahead, sing Ike things down. You're safe now. You're now free from the singikesing.com, but you give us happy feet, happy hands, brother. Libra brother, happy birthday to you. I'll talk to you.
Hold on, but the station brought the video back out today.
They sure did.
Oh, you dancing?
Yes, and singing.
Yeah.
And the girls that were out at, you know, the lunch table, they couldn't wait to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? They were watching Ike
Yeah, well,
Ike
listen, they had a lot of the talk about at the lunch table today. I mean, they're out there for an hour and a half. It was basically all did you see? He texted her over the weekend.
By the way, yes, he's not talking about anything that has to do with me, right?
No. We're talking about some of the people that work here.
The younger.
Well, you
people.
Let them have lunch. Oh, they got to sit there in front of a computer all the time. Look, here's...
No, I know, but we're hearing all the gossip. You know,
it's he's stupid, right? Because now I got to explain what the hell he's talking about.
It's usually how this works.
Yeah. They were there chatting.
Yeah.
There's different things they're going over here, past weekend and everything else. So it was loud enough
Oh.
for
Jack to sort of check in.
Everybody can hear.
Now, it was only Jack and I out there with them.
Right.
But yes, it was.
And that just means they're comfortable around
here.
Sure.
You know, sometimes I do my little walk around the office, and I see them sitting quietly at their computers, and then I think about our job, where we just are 4 hours
loud
of,
and yeah, talking,
we're,
and
we're just basically, we have a 4-hour lunch in the middle of the day, and it's our job, you know, and they're
actually back there doing real work.
Well, come on. I mean, you know.
Yeah. It was interesting to listen to.
Yes.
And it made me feel bad for the guy. I'm just, you know.
Oh, no.
Well, they're all like, just a whole group of them just saying, here's what he texted her. You know?
Oh.
I was like, oh, man, this guy's getting cooked.
Well, did you
listen? Can you believe he said that to her?
Did you hear what the guy said?
I mean, it did sound a little dorky, yeah.
Okay.
But he just saying how much he likes her.
Maybe he deserved it, you know? All right.
I wonder if they're actually listening to the show back then.
I hope so.
There's no way.
There's a 0% chance.
No way they're listening to it. They always have the earbuds in, and I can guarantee you they're not
listening to talk radio.
No. Come on. And if they are, it's going to be an awkward walk for me back there. It's the tall guy that wears the flannel that was listening to your conversation, not me. Not the harmless guy. With the tattoos. It was the tall guy with the flannel. So coming up
next.
Is that
me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's you.
It's you.
They know who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next is everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show, the Top 5 of 5. Jack, what can we expect in the Top 5 of 5 today?
Ike Reese's birthday.
Oh. We've mostly taken it easy on you today for the birthday.
Yeah, I know it's
coming. It's not mean. It's not mean.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
Why would it be mean?
Yeah, because it's you.
That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.